Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Department of Defense continues to threaten the military members entitled to religious exemptions. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. The Department of Defense, despite a federal court order in our case, Navy SEAL 1 versus Biden, is digging its heels in. You would think, Holly, that after the ruling from our court on November 22, in which the federal judge ordered the Department of Defense and the military branches to give a report every 14 days, beginning on January 7, regarding the religious accommodations, that they would actually see the handwriting on the wall and say, you know what, we've got to grant at least some of these religious accommodations to avoid an injunction. But instead, no, they're continuing to deny all of them at even greater numbers than what we had seen when we went to the hearing on November 15. So what we have here is the Department of Defense, Secretary Lloyd Austin, operating under Joe Biden's directive, is ultimately digging its heels in. And indeed, what we have here is with regards to the United States Army, or the Air Force, I should say, Reserve. They actually had a deadline that was moved up so that the deadline is actually much earlier than it was before. So in other words, they had a deadline that would have been in 2022. The court issues an injunction or an order on November 22. And on November 22 actually says that the Department of Justice, all the various military branches are going to have to report. They're going to have to report every 2 weeks about the status and the details of these religious exemptions. So you would think that they wouldn't try to move the date up to get compliance. And you know what they did? They moved the date up.
Oh, don't forget, though, also the individual commanders, and this was documented by two of our military plaintiffs, these individual commanders are imposing their own earlier deadline. So they're not necessarily going by what the deadline in the memo says. They say, no, you need to do it by so-and-so date. Yeah. I decided.
Yeah, they are. And so, you know, you have on December 1, that's already passed, a Florida Army National Guard sergeant and his federal service members were called into a briefing and informed that soldiers who were not, quote, fully vaccinated by December 15 would be terminated as of December 16, close quote. 2 days after this December 1 meeting, the Florida Army National Guard sergeant was ordered to attend a battalion meeting where attendees were informed that more than 75% of the battalion were unvaccinated. This National Guard sergeant was immediately sent a, quote, counseling, close quote, where the chain of command attempted to influence her to abandon her religious beliefs concerning not receiving the COVID shots. The commander told her that any attempt at religious exemption was, quote, futile, close quote, because without the shot, she would lose her job and all of her benefits, including her VA loans and GI Bill benefits.
You know, this is tragic. I mean, these heroes are defending our freedom, defending our country, and yet they're being bullied for having religious exemptions to the COVID shots. That is so wrong.
It is terrible because these people, whether they're in the reserve, active, or otherwise, or whether they're in any other branch, these are the people to whom we owe a debt of gratitude.
And they sacrifice so much on our behalf.
You know, even people that are in whatever branch, whether they're U.S. Navy SEALs, those individuals literally get deployed in the most dangerous spots of the world. They have to be very cautious about letting even their family know about where they are and what they're doing. They're away from them for months. They miss all kinds of opportunities to be with the family. And even their family can be in jeopardy. They could be targets of terrorists. These are individuals, many of them have been in the military for 2 decades. Some of them enlisted after 9/11. And they fight to defend our Constitution. Yeah. This is the irony. They're there to defend our freedom. They're there to stand up for our United States Constitution and the rule of law. And now the Department of Defense, the military branches, are violating the very Constitution that these men and women are willing to shed blood to defend.
So we know that thus far, not one of the 16,643 requests for religious accommodation have been granted as of November 12, okay? Yeah. And hundreds have been denied at the first stage, including at least one denied at the appeal stage. Now we know that even more, numerous others have been since denied.
Yeah, that's the numbers that we got on November 12. And so when we get these reports every 2 weeks, we're going to find that there's a lot more than 16,643 requests. We're also going to find that there's a lot more denials. And we're also going to find, as we already know, that there's a lot more denials of the final appeal.
Right.
So they are all denied. Not a single one's been granted at the first level. At the time that we went to the hearing on November 15, one had made it up to the appeal process and also had been denied at the appeal. After the appeal, there is the process of being discharged. So there's no more opportunity after that. You're going to be discharged and punished and terminated.
Well, just like the sergeant you mentioned earlier, I mean, lose all their benefits, including VA loans, GI Bill benefits. All their benefits would go out the window for serving our country but refusing to take the COVID shot.
And it's not just the benefits, as bad as that is. They'll lose their benefits, like you just said, their retirement, their other salary, their VA loans. They won't be able to have VA loans. They won't have GI bills for other kinds of educational benefits and so forth. But they'll also have a negative mark against them for being discharged in violation of a lawful order. I mean, that's a pretty serious situation. It can either be at the level of being discharged without honor or being dishonorably discharged, the worst kind of strike against you. But beyond that, Holly, some of these are being told that they will have to pay back the cost of their education and their training. So, for example, if they've gotten a four-year degree or a master's degree, let's just take a four-year degree, while they've been in the military, many of the military men and women finish their degrees while they're in the military, then they have to pay back all of that. That was a benefit that was provided. They have to pay back all of that. But even worse, they're being threatened to pay back their training. Now, what's training? We have a lieutenant colonel that has flown a number of operations in Iraq and Afghanistan. Her training is a minimum of $5 million.
Wow.
So you imagine you lose all your income, lose all your benefits, and then you have to pay back your educational benefits, and you have to pay back $5, $6, $7, $10, $12 million, depending upon the cost of your training.
That is not the way we treat our military in America.
No, and they do that. You know, in this case, the lieutenant colonel I'm talking about, she has flown very dangerous flight operations in Afghanistan and Iraq multiple times. And she's put her life on the line. She could have been shot down at any moment. And she continued to do it over and over again. And now she's being threatened that you have to pay back all that cost of training. I mean, it's amazing. The cost of training, I don't know, how do they calculate that? Cost of the fuel, cost of the salaries, I don't know, it's a lot of money. So these are just terrible ways to treat these individuals. We're going back to court. On January 7 is the first two-week response from the various branches of the military. That's when the deadline is. And then every 2 weeks after that, they have to report. It's not going to look good when that January 7 report comes out. So the very week after that, we will be asking the federal court to set an injunction hearing, show the judge the tragedy that's continued to happen since our last hearing on November 15, and ask for the judge to issue now an injunction to stop this insanity, stop the violation of the law, and to respect these military men and women, to grant their religious exemptions based on their sincere religious beliefs. The case is Navy SEAL 1 versus Biden. And that particular case includes three categories: all the members of the military, federal employees, and federal civilian contractors. Pray for this case as we're preparing to go back into court. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. Remember Liberty Counsel at this time of year, as we come to the very end of 2021. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website by midnight your time and contribute directly online.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.